One night, before he could speak, he woke me and he said to me, "Did you see Jesus?" I said, "No." He said, "He was right here. He touched my eye. He touched my eye because that eye was the blind eye." I said to him, just as a normal mother, "Can you see now?" "No." He just shaked his head, "No." After a week, one night as I came home, that eye kept, you have to put some anointing oil in to close it. And we didn't put the salve in that night, so the eye was still open. And I sat and I prayed for him, and I just made my mouth as I kissed him. And he did it back. So I said, "Can you see me?" And he showed his thumb. "Yes." And he writes, and he wrote that night, he said, "Remember, I told you Jesus was here. He touched my eye. And I can see now." Today, that eye can see 100%. It's just the lid is still hanging. The third chronicle hurt, and that is why the eyelid hangs and the vocal cord is so slowly. But I believe with all my heart that God is still busy healing him. And every day of my life, I'm still speaking life in that eye, in that hand, the hand that is shaking, the leg that is shaking, that kept him from walking properly. I speak life every day into that part of his body. And his balance. And God's voice cannot return void. And I praise God for that. One night he was laying on his arms and he made a little noise. He can't cry. And he made this voice that I know now it's crying. And I said, "Why are you crying?" He said, "In heaven, Mummy, there's a huge golden bridge." He said, "And then there's a huge door. And people are standing in front of the door and they are crying. And they're all wearing sand clothes." And I thought, "What sand clothes is this?" He said, "They're all crying." I said, "Why are they crying?" He said, "Because they can't enter." I said, "Enter into what?" He said, "Don't you know what's at the other side of the door?" I said, "No." He said, "There's a wedding feast, Mommy. And not everybody can enter there." So I took him to bed and I went to the Lord and I said, "Lord, what is this?" And the next morning, as he journaled every morning, long pages, he was just writing down Matthew 25. And there I read about the 10 virgins. 5's ready and 5's not. My first impression was, "Father, they were all there." And he says, "No, my child. 5 is ready and 5's not ready." I don't know if you remember Jacob. Jacob ran to the Lord and he said, "Lord, I'll stay here till you bless me." The word of God says, "For those who would seek me will find me." So that night, I went on my knees and I said, "Lord, my name is Rieta, and I'll stay here till you show me the bride. I need to know. I'm not going to walk this difficult road, Lord." And just to arrive there and not to be ready. It wasn't 10 o'clock, it wasn't 11, it wasn't 12, it wasn't 1. 2 o'clock that morning, God gave me a vision. And in this vision, I saw the egg and I saw the maize. He said to me, "My child, for so many years, you are the egg and I am the maize. And you polished the shell of this egg. And that shell is me, myself and I." He said, "But the protein all inside, and this egg should break." And afterwards he took the egg and the maize and he made it one. He said to me very clearly, "You cannot choose the fingers. You cannot choose the fingers, my child. That's putting the egg and the maize to one." And after that I saw you? He said to me, can you take the egg out again? I said, no, Lord. And the maize, can you take it out again? I said, no, Lord. Can you try your best, Rieta? Anything, any method, would you ever be able to separate them again? No, Lord. And the scripture of Romans 8 came to me. Nothing, nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. Nothing can separate me. And then he said to me, now I'm molding you and I put you in this little pan. We're going to the oven and it's hot in there. And after the oven, I take you out. Long time been in the oven. And you throw this bread out and you open it up. Have you ever smelled fresh baked bread? And he said, you know, in Ephesians it says, you will be a pleasant smell to the world. He said to me, my child, only now I can feed the world with you. We have to be one with the living God.